Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time. I'm still Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm George.
And I'm a sex shooter shooting love in your direction.
This Purple is not Rain Purple Minute. Rain Minute.
No.
Nope. That's next month.
Okay. Well, I'll do the best I can. I'm Rob.
Chris, welcome back to another episode with these two goonballs. Yeah, it's George Hendricks and Rob Lumley. I don't know what else to say.
No, I don't either. Let's just get into it.
Yep. When I asked Chris, I said, Chris, who would be your two favorite all-stars to bring back on the show to wrap up as we start wrapping up? And he goes, hey, can we not have George and Rob on at the same
You're
time?
Like,
and
oh, I said, too late.
Sure, we can have... And I didn't hear the knot. So we did it. It is what it is. We hope you enjoy it. This sort of, it's kind of jazz and funk all put together.
Yeah.
This minute begins with Ethan describing Jim's murder backup and ends with Claire blowing up Hannah. Can't say it more than that.
She blows Hannah all the way to Montana.
He does. She blows Hannah way up. This in the double explosion that happens out in the car. These shots are so great because they did alternative camera angles for the shots where he's reliving in his mind what actually happened. We get to see Galitzin from the other side of that gate being stabbed, and we find out, oh my God, it's Krieger.
The knife.
I think he's inferring a little bit. There is absolutely no, other than the knife being the same.
That's a pretty big inference. I mean, that's pretty...
It's a very distinctive knife, so to have multiples of those, it's, you know, yeah.
Also, Krieger stabs Glitzen right in the napkin. Every time I watch the movie, I think it just looks like a little napkin hanging down.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood on that disc for just to be that one little stab wound, but also, I hope it's Ethan's memory that's making him hold it in such a weird way. Like, I'm pinned it down to the gate with my thumb. And it's covered in blood, and it's very awkward and sticks out as odd.
Yeah, and Claire walks up and looks at Krieger and is shocked.
Not Claire, Sarah.
No, I think she recognizes Krieger because he's disavowed, he's in the same world. He probably recognizes him from another thing, but does not expect to see him here, let alone murdering the guy that she's supposed to be protecting. There.
How do you think Krieger pulled Sarah to him? Did he pull her? And then stab her?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he grabbed her.
And then pull her back with the knife?
No, I think he grabbed her and then stabbed her.
Okay.
He grabbed Galitzin by the napkin.
It's a grab and stab.
And Sarah by the paper towel that came from different households, which they preferred at the dinner table.
He grabbed Sarah by her
magically lengthening jacket.
Yeah.
Did you guys grow up in napkin or paper towel households?
Paper towels all the way, please.
Paper towels.
Yeah, paper towels as well.
Yeah,
don't try and ingratiate yourself in with us, Rob, like you didn't grow up in a napkin family.
I think Rob used hoodies to wipe his mouth when he was growing up.
His starter jackets, that's what it was. It was starter jackets.
When I think of Rob, I think of the bad guy from Superman 3 who never wore the same pair of socks twice.
I do have some nice socks on right now, too.
Are you just going to throw them away after you're done?
No. I don't know what more to say.
He's not that bad.
Thanks. Do
you want me to give you my sock of the club month? My sock of the month club promo code.
Sure, we can do that at the end of the episode when we do plugs. Yeah, this is well done.
Yeah,
they shot all this stuff in Prague while they were shooting the beginning of the movie. This again is more Usual Suspects. We shot things at different angles so you can see, because it's not really there with the scene with Krieger. That they could have shot at a different time during that night when they were shooting. But the scene with Claire, that shows Claire in this beautiful shot, and Chris can explain it, where she's blowing up Hannah.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we see Claire getting her hands dirty and Ethan imagining Claire murdering one of the team because he had to have backup. Jim had to have backup. And in this scene, I think it's interesting that that's the same explosion. I double checked That is the only time that car has exploded that way, because when Tom Cruise runs up to it in like minute, I don't know, what, 17 or 18, and the car explodes, that's the same explosion as the explosion that Claire is watching in real time. And so they shot this at the exact same time.
Well, yeah, that saves them on their car blow-up budget.
And you see the same couple walk by and react to it.
Yeah, that is super great for trying to come up with, what's the word I'm looking for?
Continuity.
When things are the same in a movie.
Continuity.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Continuity.
What'd you say, Chris?
Continuity.
Yes, thank you. Continuity. Yes. That's great for continuity.
What do you think the couple was up to that night when this car blew up on their date?
That couple probably was at the gala.
You think so?
At the embassy, yeah.
They were going to a prog rock concert.
Oh, prog rock? Mm-hmm. I like that, because they're in Prague. Mm-hmm. That's really funny, George.
Thanks for explaining the joke, Bob.
Yes!
That's why I bring him along.
Prog rock.
I knew I was in trouble when you guys showed up on a tandem bike. Oh, this is going to be a bad episode.
And it was one of those Lime bikes as a rental.
Like the Liverpool rentals?
Yep.
Have you guys ever seen...
do you mean a hooker?
Yeah, the hookers.
Yeah, her name is Tandem.
That might be an escort. That might be an escort with that man.
Rob, again, I don't know how you grew up, but not every woman with a man is a prostitute.
Well,
or an escort.
You didn't have my life in middle school.
Oh, I'd hate to be his wife.
Oh, she hates being his wife, too. Don't worry.
You're not the only one.
Oh, the split diopter shot. Yeah, I mean, if they did, in fact, shoot it at the same time as the other angle or angles, that is impressive to have had another camera set up down the way as a split diopter with the actor there. I mean, that's impressive. So that means- but, I mean, the split diopter does give him the option to have put it in the shot separately from that angle. You know, they could have put her in completely separately as a separate shot.
Is this the first split diopter shot of the movie?
No.
Sorry.
Of this minute.
I laugh at that question. I'm your guest.
No, at this point, I'm going to laugh at you because have you watched the movie?
Yeah, I have. I'm trying to think of other ones beforehand that I could think off the top of my head.
Oh, there's ones with Jack in the elevator shaft.
There's ones with a rat.
There's ones with... Okay. There's ones with the rat.
Yeah, the rat, I remember. Okay.
There's one when Tom's hanging upside down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There's lots.
Yeah, there's a lot. We still probably have another one or two more to go.
Yep. Very few left.
Yep.
I always think of blowout. You're whittling them down. Palma split diopter shots.
Yep. I noticed he's got them in almost everything. There's one in, there's a couple in Untouchables and Scarface and usually most of his scope films, but like I don't remember if Body Double had one or not.
I hope so. It's a diopter.
I'm sure it did.
I'm sure it did, but it wasn't a scope film. It was a flat film, so.
Well, can you, this is a serious question. Can you explain the scope versus flat thing you're talking about?
Scope. This is a movie shot in anamorphic widescreen, which is a 2.35:1 ratio, which gives you that length. And then flat is 1.85. It's spherical, and it's 1.85:1. So the image is 1.85 times larger than it is across.
And so blowout is scope?
Blowout is scope. Carry is flat.
What about
Scarface and Untouchables are scope?
What about Dress to Kill?
Dress to Kill is scope, yeah. And there's definitely a lot of them in that. Yeah, you don't see a lot of them very much anymore, simply because people are shooting digitally now. But there is one or two in The Last Jedi also. I saw that saw one in there the other night, and that one's with a CG character in the foreground. So that's the impressive part.
Interesting.
They did it with the CG character as a whole.
Do you think they actually shot it in split diopter, or do you think they just repeated
digitally
what a split diopter looks like? Because it's like lens flares, right? Like, I always get really mad when we see CGI lens flares.
It's like a filter.
You don't need to do this.
Yeah, no, I honestly think that the Last Jedi one was probably, and this one too, is probably shot that way, but they may have optically or digitally placed Claire in there from another shot. Okay. And the same thing in Last Jedi, I think that they shot it that way, and then they framed it so that the digital character could be put in that blank space, and then the lightsaber was in the same shot, was actually there on set.
So you're saying they digitally inserted Dengar into that shot in The Last Jedi?
Oh, yeah. It was all about Dengar.
Dengar after.
And anamorphic Anamorphic means that you can turn yourself into an animal?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. There's a whole just series like, of just animorphs. Like Manimal. Yeah,
Animal. Just like Manimal.
Thank you.
Manimal.
Like, oh, just like, speaking of 80s references, just like Manimal.
That's what I said, yeah, Manimal. Yep.
Damn good show. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Automan.
Or Animal Man. That was also written in the 80s, right?
What? That's a cartoon. He's a DC superhero.
Yeah.
He's still around.
He's yeah, but the most important run, the Grant Morrison run, was in the 80s, right?
I don't know if it was in the 80s.
Okay. I have another question.
You shouldn't pull on that.
What if Ethan would have listened to Jim and aborted? Like, was Jim counting on Ethan not listening?
I think so, because he knows Ethan so well. He played that. Yeah, so psychology was part of his plan.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that he understood that he would never – the package was still out in the open, and that's what really made Ethan continue going. He saw Gallitzin walking, so by dangling that carrot, that very specific carrot, he knew that he wasn't going to stop.
I'm now – from now on, whenever I get home and I see that we got like some mail in front of our house, I'm just going to yell, "The package is out in the open," and run and grab it.
This minute continues with Ethan seeing he remembers the knife, so he now knows Krieger was in on it. He sees Sarah being killed. He sees Hannah being killed. And then he even doubts himself and says, no.
No, I don't think he's doubting himself as in like as far as execution. I think he doesn't want to believe that she had something to do with that because he likes her. He's always had a crush on her.
Yeah, but this is the part where that kind of throws off. You know, right now he's saying it to Jim, and Jim thinks he's talking about Kittredge. But this is the one part where he's – if you watch the second when he says, no.
Yeah.
He could have done it another way. Jim kind of go – Jim's kind of like, okay, because he doesn't know what he's talking about at that point.
Jim also hasn't pooped in 9 days.
I think – no, that second 57, he definitely just pooped.
Well, that pill took place. It was a Dulcolax. I looked it up. There's no such thing as a Phelps as far as a stool softener. Phillips is the stool softener I was thinking of.
Oh, Phillips?
Yeah.
Sure, like Phillips milk of magnesia type thing?
Or like Phillips screwdriver. You just put that up there and you can loosen everything up.
Yeah, it's like a screwdriver for your butt.
I will say this. We were commenting Tom Cruise earlier. John Voight is absolute garbage in this minute. This whole scene.
He just sweats. Like, all he does is sweat and just,
and then, like, when
it's a dick.
The time Jonathan's talking about, he's like, oh, good. All right. Like, it's so over the top.
Yeah. I think Chris and I talked about this way back in like minute five. We think he was there for 2.5 weeks and they had a rotating set and they just moved him from one set to the other and changed his clothes. And this is all done very quickly.
Yeah.
So many raincoats.
So many Burlington Coat Factory promo codes.
Scarves. Scarf face.
Behind Ethan and Jim this entire time, there's been an etching.
Yeah.
Is that an etching of London or another place?
I think it's London,
place?
That's,
I think it's London,
Paul's
Cathedral.
Is that near Liverpool?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
It is.
It looks sort of like the capital, but you know.
Well, not the cap. They don't have a capital.
No, I'm saying the capital of America over on the left
side.
The capital
building.
You know, I do agree that I think it was you, Jonathan, that said that's a, or somebody said that it was a great shot of Claire. It's probably the best shot of her in the movie.
I think every shot of Claire is a good shot.
Against that wall.
Yeah,
but this one in particular is really good. I mean, it's really cool. It's very iconic looking, but it's also, she looks particularly good in it as well. So. It's like
and I'm looking, if you guys go to frame second 38, you can actually see the explosion. I really think Claire is in that shot. If they added her in, that's a damn good.
Yeah, you're right, because it lights up. It lights her up.
The light completely changes.
You're right, it does.
It's great. I love it. This is where Brian De Palma and his director of photography, you know, really shine in this one moment, because she looks fantastic and menacing.
Yeah.
Because she turns to us almost like she's looking at Ethan like, yeah, I just did that.
And she does do a little jump too as an actor. And whether it's her actor moment or it's really her like freaking out about the explosion because it's probably really loud. And she just does this like subtle jump. She's trying to hide it though. So I think you're right. I think she was really there.
I don't care how many times you practice it. You're not going to be used to an explosion going off, even if they tell you.
It is a beautiful minute. I mean, it really is. Like, this is where, like, this is De Palma, you know, being De Palma.
Yep.
And, like, every shot is beautiful.
Yeah, it's well lit, too. Even the explosion, if you do it really slowly, minute by minute, and you're looking at it frame by frame, there's a little pink light
yep.
in the explosion when it starts, because it explodes twice.
Yeah.
There's an they obviously put an explosion to flip the car, and then they need an explosion to blow up the car.
Yeah.
So it's a double explosion.
Like a double rainbow, but more violent.
Mm-hmm. More violent, but at least it only killed one person. Poor Hannah.
Poor Hannah.
And so now we know Ethan is fully on board with Jack. I keep calling him Jack.
He is no longer Team Fred. Jim.
He is no longer Team nope. Jim. And I think this... Okay, I'm going back to it again, George. This plan by Jim was stupid to confront Ethan. And this is only solidifying it.
Why does Ethan figure it out now? Does he already know before this, though?
He knew when Ethan found the Bible. Ethan found the Bible from the Drake Hotel, which had that yep. he was using to decode all the stuff from Job. So he knew that it had come from, you know, a source that he knew, and that source was Jim.
But Jim, he was genuinely Jim, surprised to see Jim.
Jim doesn't know. Ethan knew
was he
that
acting?
Jim had been the mastermind behind the destruction of the team, but he also thought that he was dead. Until he saw them, okay. he didn't. It was the final puzzle piece. Like, oh, okay, that was a double cross, this and that, and he didn't know. So it was important because Ethan already knew, but Jim didn't know he knew. So this is the point where it switches power balance, and now Jim is no longer in control because he's not pulling the strings. Ethan is pulling the strings because he's playing dumb.
Okay.
Once Ethan realized that that Bible was from the Drake Hotel, nothing was the same, and he had new views of what was going to happen, and he knew that Jim would thank me later. That's three Drake references. Is that a good crossover? Is there a
yes.
lot of Minute Impossible Drake lovers out there?
We'll find out.
Unless they watch Degrassi.
All right, you're right. That joke has some room for improvement.
Well, Rob, you're dressed like a Drake fan, so that's fine.
All right, take care.
Rob's at Hotline Bling.
Did we break him finally?
He broke.
Fantastic. Stop making fun of my hoodie, guys.
And the headphones. Oh, no. Here he goes.
It's Beats by Drake.
Yep.
Beats by Drake.
Speaking of George, could I hear a little something?
You got a little something you need?
Yeah.
We've got Thetans, not apps or Dayton. We've got engrams, not Instagrams. We got facts that will make you say, hey, it's a Scientology fact of the day.
Thanks a lot, George. The Scientology fact of the day is the Scientology Church has its own cruise ship called the MV Freewinds. It is the exclusive training center for
Freewinds.
It is the exclusive training center for operating Thetan Level 8, the highest Ooh. Level of Scientology in the last of the published OT levels. It also hosts other Scientology functions and retreats. Back to you, Jonathan.
Does it ever sail across the North Atlantic and dodge icebergs?
Was Kate Winslet on there?
Oh, God. I would go on the boat.
Oh, if Kate Winslet was there?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a cruise ship. Which is, by the way, if the last Mission Impossible movie is Mission Impossible 8, that totally confirms my theory that there's going to be a Mission Impossible movie for each level of Thetan.
Scientology.
Of
that makes
Thetan.
Sense.
Yep. Yep, there'll be eight of them.
You know, we're going to find him dead
eight is
after this minute airs. He's going to disappear.
He's going to transcend into light.
All we'll see is a contract for 1 billion years.
Yep.
That's all we'll see.
It'll just come floating down as is like, you know, yeah.
Well, after our Scientology minute, you know what that means. It's time for Tech of the Ep, guys.
Woo-hoo.
Tech of the Ep. Tech of the Ep.
We're going to go, George, Tech of the Ep.
I mean, I'm all about pyrotechnics, so push a button, blow up a car, I'm down with it. So I like the
pyrotech of the Ep.
Tech of the Ep is the double car explosion.
Double explosions.
With
yep,
the pink
it
light.
Was, it's been there previously as a Tech of the Ep. It's great. It's hard to not make them look fake. And that's a real explosion. So I mean, this was Prague in the 90s. Maybe they just said, we're just going to blow this thing up. And they're like, all right, that's fine. I love that it's like on a cobblestone street. Like they didn't fake where it was.
Nope. They're just like, let's just blow up a car. All right, cool.
Cool. It's right next to a lamppost. Now that lamppost has to be fake, hopefully.
Or they just paid for it. It's like, yeah, we'll reimburse you with a lamppost.
Christopher Ramirez, yes. What do you think would be the tech of the app?
I'm going in the same vein of what he did with the explosion, but I'm going for the whole shot. That whole shot is technically brilliant.
The diopter.
It's well framed, and it's just the idea that she's really there when they shot that is.
And that she was there, and Tom Cruise was over on the bridge watching this same explosion being taped also.
That happened.
Just all that together is good.
Yeah. I mean, just as a whole, it's amazing. Yeah. It's always been one of my favorite bits of the movie, and now as we go through it, yeah, it really is.
This will definitely be the screen cap for this. What about you, Rob?
I think it's Gallitzin's Helena white linen napkin from Crate and Barrel.
I'm waiting on it.
It is $7.95. You can have it shipped to you or picked up in store. I think that's my tech of the app.
Wait.
Do you not have a code for it?
I don't know. I already got married.
But if you give them your Crate and Barrel login, they can buy it under your name and you get points.
Oh yeah, you get a loot Crate and Barrel.
rlumley at gmail.com and password. What is your password? Drake forever.
EVA.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah. That's my tech of the year.
That is a good one. That's a good one. Chris, I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah.
It's the shot, it's the composition. We've watched this movie 84 minutes into this thing, and it's one of the three prettiest shots in the movie.
It really is. And I mean there are a lot of pretty shots in this movie, but this one is really like the one that's like eyegasm.
Oh.
Yeah. This one makes me the happiest about this movie. That we're at a consensus for those two, and we're not going to count what Rob said. So
the stab napkin.
And George also had his stab napkin.
Stab napkin.
Stabkin.
Stabkin.
That's a great place to wrap up this episode. Well, George, Rob, you're going to be here for one last episode.
One more.
None of us want you to be. Apparently. You don't want to be.
Trust me.
You're going to do it. You're going to finish.
We'll be here. We're going to like finish what we start.
There's finish what you start. That is the motto of the Movies by Minutes. If you'd like to talk to us, don't.
Send all complaints to
stabkinboy12 at gmail.com.
We're all on the internet. Let's all go and visit each other. We are at Men Impossible on Twitter and the Impossible Minute Force at Facebook and at Minute Impossible on Instagram. Other than that, three to five. Well, this may be our first one-star review for these minutes.
Cross your fingers.
We can hope, right, Chris?
Yeah, I got a feeling these ones will get pretty high marks because these guys are pretty funny.
I'm glad someone thinks so.
You say that, but Titanic Minute has quite a few one-star reviews, Chris.
Yeah, but you guys aren't funny.
Oh, okay.
No, Chris. It's all about Rob. It's never about the other guys on that show. It's always, why is he screaming? Thanks again, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I'm sometimes Rob.
I'm a sex shooter.
Take your napkin with you.
This minute will self-destruct. Now?
In 5 seconds.
Sure. Now.
Yeah, sure, now, after all this time.
Bang!